This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with the one and only Isabella Smith, a senior for the Pella Girls wrestling team. I've known you for a long time, but our audience gets to know you a little bit better. Are you ready for some different questions today?
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with the activities you've been involved with in high school since you come here to Pella High.
Okay. So freshman year, I did soccer. I've done cross country all 4 years. I've done wrestling all 4 years. I'm in choir, did show choir my freshman year. And then I've done Girl Scouts also all 4 years.
And I was about to say, I've known the Smith family for a long time, very well-rounded. For our audience that doesn't know, tell us about your siblings and who they all are and what it's like to be in a bigger family.
Oh, so I have an older brother, Hunter, and then two younger sisters who are on the team with me, which is Emma and Adeline, and then my little sister, Olivia. It's amazing having a big family. All of us are wrestlers, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, and the cool part is three representatives all in the wrestling room. How fun is that to be able this year in particular to share a season with them?
I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I can't wait to spend a season with my sisters. Like, it's going to be so exciting.
So you've listed a whole lot of sports you have been involved with. If there's one sport that you could play or compete in that you haven't, which one would it be and why? No limitations on gender or anything like that?
That's a good question. Honestly, probably football, because that sounds like a lot of fun, and it's, like, very physical, but I personally haven't done it because, like, I feel like I just don't know how I would perform out there, so, yeah.
What position would you play if you were playing football?
Oh, gosh. I have a solid arm. I play catch with Hunter, so I would say QB.
QB1, Isabella Smith. Obviously, you have enough probably room in your family to have a football team, too. For your other two sisters, how would you be if you were quarterback, one of them on the line, wide receiver? Where do you see the Smith family football team forming? I know Hunter obviously was quite the player, too.
Mm-hmm. Emma would definitely be a lineman, and then Adeline probably a runner. Same with Olivia.
Yeah. Awesome. We're here with Isabella Smith, a segment we call Let's Get to Know. And one of the cool parts that I've gotten to know you about, too, is that you've obviously kind of followed your father's footsteps a little bit and working in some athletic training and things like that and explored managing and things like that. What about that has given you a different perspective on your own sports that you compete on, especially watching your dad work with athletes over the year? And what was that like, those opportunities you had to be on the sidelines?
It's definitely taught me that, like, you can't ignore injuries. Like, that's not something you should do, or never, like, it shouldn't be something allowed, because it's so important to, like, focus on them. And that's definitely helped me as an athlete, because, like, even if it's, like, slight pain, I'm like, maybe I should get that checked out. Maybe I should take a little, like, break on practices and stuff like that.
And how do you think that's maybe helped you, even now that you've grown into this leadership role in the various sports you've been a part of? How do you think that's maybe made you a better leader to see, again, the perspective that you and your family have on the athletes that go through so much to get ready for game day?
I definitely, whenever, like, an athlete tells me something like, oh, my knee's been bothering me, I'm like, have you got that checked out? Are you sure that's just, like, knee pain? Like, stuff like that. And so it's just helped out our team, I feel like, as a whole, to, like, kind of stay healthy.
So one of the fun parts about getting to know certain athletes is when your brother had your graduation party, I got to go to your house, and you've got a really fun setup out there, a little bit away of town. How fun is that to kind of be able to get away? Because I know a lot of people live in town, and that's great, but for you, what's it like to kind of have a little place that you can go away to? And then, of course, when you want to invite people over, have a really fun place, because I know there was, like, some intense, like, football or something going on when I was there, and a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love how much space we have out there. It's, like, very relaxing. It's, like, a good place to go and just, like, chill. Like, I love sitting outside and reading and stuff like that. It's just relaxing. And then, like, my house is definitely the house that I would invite, like, groups of friends to.
Well, and, like, your sister, I know, has been involved in, like, animal showing and things like that. What skills do you have that people don't know a lot about, in the sense of, like, obviously we see you as a wrestler and cross-country runner. What are things that you learned maybe about life out there that you've really been able to grow yourself as a person?
Well, so I know a lot about animals, mostly, like, the butchering of animals, because our family butchers all of our own meat. And then also, like, we have chickens, so we get eggs, and then we have ducks, which is a lot of fun. So I guess that, and then also we do gardening, so, like, basically I know how to basically live off of the land.
What would be your favorite vegetable to, like, pickle, or something that you love to have, like, in the winter after the growing season's over?
Favorite vegetable? Probably green beans, specifically from my grandparents' garden.
So. Yeah. Hey, and that's fun when you're out on the farm. We're here with Isabella Smith, a segment we call Let's Get to Know. So we're going to shift gears. A question I ask everybody: Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Oh, definitely Hawkeyes.
You were so quick to the draw. Is there any particular reason why? A family reason?
our family's grown up on it. Hunter's there right now, so kind of have to stick with it.
Do you have a favorite memory of going to an Iowa event of some kind, whatever sport it might be, in terms of going to either Carver Hawkeye or to Kinnick or anything like that?
My favorite memory, honestly, is probably with the wrestling team. We go up there and watch the girls wrestle, and it's really cool seeing them.
Were you there when Central got to go over there? How cool is that? Especially because I know that you guys have a really special connection with Central, with Coach Buck over there now. Mm-hmm. How cool was it to watch these elite Iowa wrestlers compete with Central and some of the great wrestlers they have?
It was really cool seeing, like, that there's, like, levels within it, and it, like, how people match up. I personally know a lot of the girls on the team. I've got really close with that team over the years. So it's really cool, like, being able to watch them and, like, see them succeed and stuff.
Okay, so let's shift gears again, and we've talked a lot about family. Do you have a favorite family trip that you've taken with Todd and the crew? And if so, where was it? And then the other question after that will be, if you haven't, where would you want to go?
Well, we do a lot of road trips, so I'd probably pick our road trip to South Dakota. We hit up the Badlands, and I really like hiking and all that stuff. So I'm definitely, like, love the adventure side of it. So we were, like, climbing on rocks and stuff. That was a lot of fun.
So then is there a bucket, especially since you're a senior and you know that the family trips might be a little bit different with Hunter gone, but is there either a family trip or one that you would want to take sometime in the next 5 years, a place that you really want to go?
I think that our next one that we want to hit up as like a family is the Grand Canyon, which sounds like a lot of fun to me.
More hiking, more outdoors, and all the above. One of the cool parts about my job is watching things that are new at this school, and we have a lot of things that are successful. You are going to be the first varsity letter winner for girls wrestling specifically, and I know that you grew up loving the sport. What has it been like to have this opportunity to go from, again, a sport that didn't exist while you were in elementary school here at the school, to now being the first letter winner all 4 years? How neat is that for you?
It's actually super cool. I love the fact that growing the team and stuff. I personally love starting the sport. There's several of like different opportunities that I've had that I feel like a lot of people haven't had in that. So I'm really, like, proud and happy that our team's where we are.
And we're going to clarify, Elizabeth did letter, but she was on the boys' wrestling team on her freshman season. And then wrestling has meant a lot to your family. I know your dad is a junkie on this. And then that's obviously carried on to your older brother. What's it like to be a young girl growing up in a sport like that and watching it from the outside and now getting to be that person and getting to compete?
Well, from a young age, I've always wanted to do wrestling. I've always asked my parents. And as you know, my dad's an athletic trainer, so he was like, no, that's not how, like, it works. And so I've always wanted to join it, so finally being able to join it, I've, like, been so much fun. The support from my brother and the rest of my siblings have been crazy good, so.
Yeah. And then lastly, this senior class at the school is obviously very special, and I know that you're a big part of that. How are you embracing these last moments of being a Pella athlete and Pella student, and what are you looking forward to, not only about this wrestling season, but everything else that's coming your way between now and graduation?
I can't wait to see what all we can complete. We've already made it to state how many times, so I can't wait to see how many more times we can do it. I'm personally super excited for my senior season, hopefully making it to the state again. And my goal is honestly to win it all, so can't wait for that.
Hey, we'll see how it all plays out. That's Isabella Smith on a segment we call Let's Get to Know. Appreciate you answering some different kinds of questions today and really look forward to watching you compete.
Thanks.